You're listening to the E-commerce Impact Podcast, where we share the latest marketing strategies to grow your e-com store and have more impact. Hello and welcome back to the E-commerce Impact Podcast. Today, I am super excited that we have Jordan West here to talk to us today all about TikTok Shop. So Jordan, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm just wondering, why are we talking about TikTok Shop if TikTok's going to get banned in the United States? What's the point of even talking about it?
Well, that is a great question. What's your answer to that one?
I'm just like setting up my own questions here. Like,
I think that's
the question that I'm getting from everybody right now when people are saying, well, I don't even know if there's a point to doing it. And, you know, I don't think that we're going to go hard on TikTok shops. Well, here's the point, that the 5 billion pound gorilla in the room, Meta, is rolling out this exact same thing in Q3. So whether or not you like it, you are going to have to figure out social selling. You're going to have to figure out what this looks like. This weird confluence between Amazon and Facebook and all of these things, you're going to have to figure it out. It's not going to be a nice to have for brands. It's going to be a need to have for brands. So whether TikTok gets banned in the US or not, but the real fact is, like, yes, it's one market that may not have TikTok. I don't think that's even going to happen. I really do believe that, like, the States, if Americans care about one thing, it is money, right? And TikTok brings in a massive amount of money into the American economy. I can't even imagine them shutting that down. Do you know that 100 million people in the States are on TikTok for 90 minutes plus a day? For myself as a dad, I think about that, and, like, I will not let my kids on TikTok. Absolutely not. That is crack. Right? Like, I'm starting this podcast out being like, I'm actually kind of against it as a parent. As a marketer, it's brilliant. It's an incredible thing. I'm not going to change their behavior there. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we might as well put products out there, right? We might as well be one of the ones that are out there doing this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I stand with all this.
I hear you. Totally. Hear you on the addiction. I have deleted TikTok for the 20th time. I'm about 10 days in to not having TikTok on my phone. It's so addictive. I do love it, but I don't think it's the best use of my time. But yeah, agree. On the marketing front, like 90 minutes a day, that's a feature film length of content that people are watching.
Can you imagine?
As a brand, you need to be on there. And TikTok Shop seems like a smart way to be there. Personally, I might regret saying this by the time this podcast comes out, but I think they'll find a way to keep TikTok in some form in the US. Like you say, like, it's such an integral part of many kind of industries now. But in what form it takes will be interesting to see how the regulators pull it off. But yes. Okay. Well, we haven't actually done a proper intro to you. So do you want to tell us, Jordan, a bit about you and what you've done recently in your career and a little bit why you're here to talk to us about TikTok Shop?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me. I mean, my name is Jordan West. I've been in the e-commerce space since about 2014-ish. My very first e-com store that I had was a hoverboard drop shipping site. And so that was the time when hoverboards were blowing up on planes and stuff. And I decided, hey, I'm going to get into it. I actually made some pretty decent money, but it was the point where I sold one to somebody in my neighborhood and it was being drop shipped from China. And then I saw it and I was like, hey, I actually sold that to you. And then it broke. And I was like, oh no, like, I can't sell something that I can't stand behind. And so from there, my wife and I started a baby clothing brand. From there, we acquired a bunch of brands. At one point, it was up to six. I started an agency at that time as well to service e-commerce brands. I've had a podcast that has almost 550 episodes in the space. We get about 40,000 downloads a month. I'm like, I didn't know that there was that many people in e-commerce to even listen. And so,
So name drop your podcast for those who aren't already following it.
Yes. Oh, hopefully you are listening to it. It's called Secrets to Scaling Your E-commerce Brand. And I do interviews with people that are way smarter than me. So,
yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, let's dive into our topic then. Super excited to talk about this. So TikTok Shop, we touched briefly on why TikTok's such a great platform. Why particularly are you excited about TikTok Shop in particular as a channel within the platform?
Yeah. So the reason why I think that TikTok Shop is just an incredible change, and it's so much bigger than everyone even realizes right now. And I think a couple of people realize it, but for the most part, people look at me kind of blankly when I tell them. The reason why is it changes everything to do with the way that we interact with influencers. I, you know, being a brand owner for years, one of the worst things to do is to negotiate with an influencer, because it's there is nothing that is transparent or visible about the interaction with an influencer, right? You're going to pay them $1,000 and hope that you get what out of it. Like, we don't even know how many sales come from it, right? That's the problem. And then you get a video that's usually not usable for ads. So there's not really any value that's being added. And then there's this whole idea of like, well, it's just about, you know, top of funnel, and it's about awareness and all of this. And it's like, well, brands right now can't afford awareness. That's not something that people can afford. And so it changes everything when it comes to this. On TikTok Shop, you do not pay. And it's funny, like, even I was talking to a software company that does this, and they're like, well, you should make sure to pay them at least $50 a post. I'm like, you don't actually get how this platform works, do you? You don't pay anything. You seed product to them, and they make money when you make money. That's it. It's an affiliate relationship. So I like to call it performance influencer, right? And the reason why it's so profound is it's changing all of the ways in which we interact with influencers, right? TikTok Shop, again, if TikTok Shop goes away tomorrow, it doesn't matter, because everything has changed in the influencer space. This is why it's so incredible. At the same time, and sorry, I am very long-winded. I'm going to try not to be so long-winded. I'll try and be as concise as possible, but this is as concise as I can be. When you think about how we used to do things, right? We would seed product out there and we'd hope, right? I remember having somebody on my podcast, she's like, yeah, we seed 500 products out, and then we hope that we're going to get 20% of those people posting, right? And then maybe 20% of those will be good, right? If we just kind of use the 80-20 rule, and which is true. I mean, it's just constantly true. This is why we live in a simulation, you know, because like these rules just somehow apply. And so,
yeah.
So I won't get into that. So when you really look at this, you're flipping everything on its head. Instead of testing, right? Testing new creative, testing new copy, testing new offers, you're getting paid to test, because you're seeding the product out. The influencers are going to do what they're going to do, right? You can give them some kind of creative brief, but you're not going to give them the script. And then you can see what works. And you know how you know what works? What drives actual money. That's it. Like, that's it at the end of the day. It's like, oh, this drives money into TikTok Shops. Well, it's probably going to work everywhere else. That's why I'm obsessed with it. Not even necessarily like all of the money that brands are making over there. That's cool. But to me, that's not even that interesting comparatively to being able to take that creative. We always get rights for this creative, right? Right out the gate, we get rights for it so that we can download it. We use this tool called Refund. Download it and then use it on Meta, right? And still, Meta crushes any other platform still. Like, if people aren't running Meta ads because of some reason, or say that like, oh, Meta performance is down this month, it's like, well, it's still about 10 times better than any other platform. So, okay.
So wait a minute. If I've understood this correctly, you've basically hacked getting UGC for your ads and being able to pre-test it on real people first and solve that whole problem that brands have of how do I get UGC? How do I find creators? How do I solve that whole problem of getting good quality content to create UGC for my ads? You're saying TikTok Shop actually solves all that.
Because the incentives are completely aligned. Because the influencer isn't posting content that they think that their community is going to like. They're posting content to try to sell a product, because that's the only way that they get paid.
Yeah.
So no longer is it like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to show the label because that's just not the kind of influencer I am. It's like, okay, then the kind of influencer you are is broke, because you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that works. And so what will happen, and this is what happens with all new things, right, is the marketers are going to ruin it, right? It's going to, and it's already happened on TikTok, right? You're going to see a bunch of content that's just really cringe with people trying to sell. And then you're going to start to see beautiful, incredible content out there that you're like, oh, that was an ad. Oh my gosh, there was this beautiful one from a company called Lemmy. And the beautiful as in like she swore and she did all these things, but it was like the most incredible hook. She's like, unless you're Khloe, or it was either Khloe or Kourtney, I don't know, the Kardashians, one of the Kardashians, unless you're one of the Kardashians, this video isn't for you. Now, I saw that this video had like 3.4 million likes on it while I was watching. I was like, well, I guess I got to watch this, right? And then she goes in and talks about how much she like, oh, Kourtney, you sent me these sleep gummies. You think these are going to work on me? And then she goes in to talk about like how like her, like all of the like horrible things that go on in her head and all of these things, and how like there's no possible way that these stupid things are going to work. And at the end, then she talks about how it actually worked. And you're like, oh, that was an ad. So this is what's going to come from this, right? We're going to see a lot of bad stuff going on. And then we're going to see content creators that really figure out, it's just evolution, right? It's a way that we evolve. And so things look a little messy at first. And now things are starting to get better.
But yeah, and you're no longer paying them to learn and figure it out. They're doing it on their own time.
Yes.
And if it works, you make money, they make money, and everyone's happy. But you're not like paying a creator to create a whole bunch of content who doesn't understand marketing, who doesn't understand hooks. And then you pay for that content and it flops on Meta and you're back to square one. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's even, sorry, I know you've got questions. So I'm gonna stick with your questions. You go for it.
So, well, I was going to ask, like, what are some of the results you've got for brands on either your brands or brands you work with on TikTok Shop? Like, wow us with the numbers.
So let me talk about my buddy's brand here. So one of my good friends has been going in the space for a while. Now, I'm gonna let you guys know, you can send out 100 products and to creators and get 100 people to create something for you, and you might not get a lot of sales. But when one hits, you will absolutely crush. And so it is a numbers game. It is an absolute numbers game. We're sending out thousands of messages a day. We're working with creators all over the place when we're doing this. Let me talk about one of my buddies and his brand. So he runs a company called Frost Buddy. And he's been on TikTok Shop since I think it was like around September last year. And he's just kind of like trying to figure it out, getting a lot of product out there, getting a lot of duds. And then he finally hit something, right? And so the whole idea for him is that he was really trying to make sure that he gave a good enough creative brief that people would understand kind of what he was going after, but they could still be themselves when they were creating this. And so he started to see numbers like, and remember there's all of the halo effects of all this, but in December alone, $350,000 in sales on TikTok Shops alone. Think about that. 350K US people, US. So for us, you know, Canadians, we're probably similar to you guys. It's like $500,000. That's a lot of money. And the crazy thing is, so many of the discounts were subsidized by TikTok. And they continue to be subsidized by TikTok, which is just crazy. And so that alone was December. And December isn't like a massive month in general, not comparatively to November. November usually.
Yeah, you've only got 2 weeks, really.
Totally. So yeah, like those are the kinds of numbers, right? That we're starting to see with brands that we work with. We're starting to see other brands out there doing things. If you follow, there's a guy on X, Paul, I forget what his last name is. Just insane. He shows this TikTok Shop effect. And when you hit, right? And so it might take a month. It might take 2 months. When you hit and you start to double down on those particular creators, and it takes a certain kind of creator to be able to go big on this. What I'm really obsessed with though is not just like TikTok Shop is just one place to throw traffic to, right? It's just a met, like when I'm talking about TikTok Shop, I'm also talking about this like this new way of doing things. And so don't stop at TikTok Shop, right? Test Amazon. Mm-hmm. Test your Amazon storefront. Why not send traffic there? Right? Huge SEO play for Amazon. Test your D2C story, right? I've always been obsessive with D2C. That's kind of like all that we've ever done in our brands and brands that we work with. Test sending this traffic to your D2C site. Test sending it all over the place because TikTok Shop is just one place to send it. It's incredible. And I think that it is the way, but I want to make sure that people understand, like, just because I'm saying it's incredible doesn't mean that you can then be like, well, I'm not going to focus on any of my other channels. Like, no, don't do that.
Yeah. So you're saying this shouldn't be your only strategy, but you're not saying that you're getting the creators to send people. The creators on TikTok are still sending people to TikTok Shop, right? Or are you suggesting testing?
No, I'm suggesting
destination.
So
being
the reason why I'm suggesting testing, sending them to both, is that there's about 95,000 active creators that are signed up through the TikTok Shop affiliate program. 95,000, not a lot. There's not a lot of creators. Oh man! So you know how many messages these creators are getting every single day? Between 50 and 100 messages. They won't even open them. And so we've had to, as an agency, really figure this out and be like, where are we going to get a hold of them? Like, it's so through the affiliate marketplace, that is not the place to get a hold of them. So then we go to Creator Marketplace. They're already inundated there. right? Then we go over to Shopify Collabs and we talk to people over there. Then we have some proprietary software that we use that I cannot tell people about that we're able to get straight into their inboxes, and they are compelled to respond to us. And we have about 50,000 creators that we can talk to in there. There's a lot of different ways to go about this, but at the beginning right now, guys, it is a lot of recruiting people over to TikTok shops. That's the other thing too, right? There's just not enough creators to go around.
Yeah, right. So you're saying like, this creator looks good. Let's message them, explain to them how it all works and get them set up kind of thing. So you're actually doing the work for TikTok of getting them
on board. Totally. Yes. So there's a bunch of different ways to go about it. There's a bunch of tools that you can use. There's some really good AI tools out there for messaging, but again, it's where you're messaging them. TikTok creators are not right now used to going into the affiliate marketplace and getting messages, right? So where else can you message them?
Right.
Instagram is a huge place, right? Slip into their DMs on Instagram, slip into their DMs on TikTok, right? There's all of these different ways, but the affiliate marketplace is like, then that's where most brands are going. So like, brands come to me all the time. Jordan, we've tried this for a while. Nothing's working. I'm like, where are you messaging them? Where would you want to be messaged, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. Where are you going to respond, right?
Right.
If you can get into my Slack, you will get a message back from me. You get into my emails, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, like my assistant filters out 99% of emails, right, that I don't even see.
Yeah.
And so you got to think about that with the people that you're messaging. Like, the medium is the message when it comes to TikTok shop.
Yeah. Yeah. So interesting. So talking about your buddy's brand, like, let's break that down a little bit. So when he said it wasn't working, it was that he was sending out messages, but he wasn't being able to successfully recruit creators. Is that kind of what the beginning looked like? And then what did he change, and how did he get to a position where he had a bunch of creators that worked?
Yeah. So I think at first it is identifying the creators that you should work with, right? It's not being too picky, right? So you don't want to be too picky where you're like, because there's not enough creators out there at this point, right? Then it's figuring out who actually will move the needle for the right amount of money, right? So you want to be able to offer a pretty big percentage at first. So for him, he realized, okay, let's go to 25%. We can afford that. Now, remember, 25%, that's a 4 ROAS. That's listening to this would not take a 4 ROAS on new customer acquisition. Everyone would.
100%.
Right? The average on Meta last year was like 1.87. So we know that everyone would take a 4, right? So just be willing to offer 25%. That's the number one thing. And it doesn't really matter what your AOV is, because I find that the influencers don't actually do the math. They just look at the percentage, right? And I'm sorry, influencers, if you're listening to this, it's just like, you're not mathematicians, and that's okay. And that's like, there's a rule. The very first business I ever owned was a restaurant. And I remember they taught us this rule of 100. So if a discount is if the average ticket price is below $100, always use a percentage, right? Because use a dollar amount, because dollar amount looks bigger, something like that. Anyway, dollar amount versus percentage.
Right.
It's like, just make the number look bigger, right? And so 25% is better than saying, you know, I'm going to give you $7 from this. It's like, people look at the 25, like, oh yeah, okay, this is a good offer, right? So that was the first big thing. Second is, make sure you send product out. Right. A lot of brands are like, no, can you just green screen it? It's like, no, send the product out to them. If you're willing to do influencer seeding, which basically everybody does, right? Everyone will randomly send stuff out to influencers. You might as well actually send to targeted ones that are incentivized to then share videos about your product. And then after that, it was about doubling down. And same with our brands that we're working with. When we find one creator that hits, it's just like, how many more videos can we do? What else can we send you? Oh, hey, here's some other ideas that we had. We think you'd be great for this, right? I think the biggest thing is remembering that you're selling, right? The entire thing is a sales process to the influencer. You want to sell to them. You want to compliment them. Let them know, hey, your content that you make is actually awesome. I will tell you, I get sponsored by a lot of software companies and a lot of that. When somebody reaches out and it's like, Jord, I've listened to your last like 10 podcasts. Love your content. Oh my gosh, when you said this thing, that really resonated. I'm like, what can I do for you? You just let me know. I'll give you a deal, right? That is so much easier than trying to convince them, right? Just compliment people. It's that easy.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, get to know them, stalk them a little bit, comment on their stuff. Yeah. Okay, amazing. So that revenue he made was how many, like, out of curiosity, how many creators was he working with to generate that revenue? Like, was there one or two that were really big, or was it more of like a spread?
So that's about 2,000 creators. So just so everyone understands the depth in which you need to be at and the amount of products that you need to get out. When you've sent out 20 products and you're not getting a response, that's not okay. Continue on, right?
Yeah.
Continue on. And again, right now it's so flooded right now that you are going to have a hard time getting that many products out and getting influencers to post for you. Just so you know, like we're, you know, we work with, I don't even know how many brands we have with us right now, ish, something like that. It's a lot. And we're having a hard time ourselves. And so we're finding all of these different inroads. So just remember, it is a slog. Like there is so much work when it comes to this. This is not an easy button.
No.
So yeah, now that's on the influencer side. I don't know. Do we want to get into the other, like the other things that brands can do?
Sure. Okay. Go for it.
So it's not just about influencers. So that's the big side of it. That's where I think that everything's going to change in influencer world. But now you've got all this content, right? So imagine my buddy who has 2,000 influencers out there posting for him. And now we grab all of this content using Refunnel, right? We have the rights to use all of this content, right? Because we've asked for the rights and they just say confirm. And we're like, awesome. We now download this content. We're not just going to use it for ads. We're now going to take that content and we're going to change up like one thing. Maybe it's the song. Maybe it's like adding one more like sticker on it. Something to change that content up. Well, think that it's not going to go viral again. And now you've posted it from your page, right? Of course it's going to go viral again. Like 99% of the time, what went viral the first time will go viral again because it has all the elements of virality, right? Which is also a very important thing to study.
Right.
If anyone wants to, there's a great book by Jonah Berger called Contagious. And it talks about the five elements of how to go viral. Very much recommend that because that's really what it comes down to is like people, I don't think most influencers know the principles. They just know how to do it, right? There's like a lot of things that like you just know from experience, do this, and then it'll work, right? There are actual principles.
Yeah.
And again, I won't get into like the whole spiel. I've done like, you know, massive podcast episodes on this before. Really, it comes down to take that content and put it back on TikTok. Take that content, go put it on your reels. It's probably better than most of the content you're creating, right? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I wish I had people creating better content for me at the agency, you know, and even with our brand.
Yeah. So now you can post 5 times a day, 10 times a day.
And that content, 99.99999% of people have not seen that content, right? So if you think like, well, people are going to know that someone else has posted it, it's like, no, they won't. Right? Like, sure, maybe one person out there is going to be like, oh, I thought I saw that on a different feed. And it's like, well, yeah, that's okay to do.
Yeah.
Just make sure you change up something about it. Another fun little hack that we like to use is add a little typing screen at first, right? So that's a really good way to get those first 3 seconds is just add a little typing screen. So typing in being like, you won't believe this product or you won't believe what she did at the end in like black, like white on black typing and then have the video, right?
Yeah.
Again,
right. So that's just added onto the front, like not overlaid.
Yeah. So we've just got like in our CapCut, we just have like mounds of these, right? That we're just like, oh, this one will work here. Sweet. This will work here. And then post those TikToks. Like that's a really good way. And then link to your shop from there. So at first, when you're thinking about a promotional plan, think influencers first, right? After that, then start thinking about viral content for yourself. Use the influencers content. Don't go and try and make a ton more content yourself unless you're really good at it. If that's what you've done, that's great. I'll let you ask more questions because I would just keep talking and talking. So.
Yeah. So behind the scenes, you know, reaching out to 2,000, having 2,000 influencers on board, what does that look like? We have like a team of kind of VAs who are kind of, you've scripted out the process and they're kind of reaching out and then you're putting them into some kind of CRM system. Like, what does it kind of look like behind the scenes when you're doing those kind of numbers and managing that number of influencers?
Exactly. So it's a lot of, it depends on the size of influencer. The size of the brand. Lots of it is managed in Sheets. We use some specific software. Again, I'm not going to share this one with you guys, but there is software out there that you can use. It's more agency level, expensive kind of software that helps you manage and run all of this. Essentially, think about it like a CRM that can also cross-pollinate between brands, right? That's the cool thing. And that's the advantage of having an agency is that now you're like, sweet, for all my baby brands, I know that Megan, I just chose the most like mom, that Megan crushes. And so we're going to send a ton of stuff to Megan. Yep. We're going to create a great relationship with Megan. If Megan produces, you know, $1 million of sales this year, we're going to fly her and her family down to Disneyland, right? Like, that's the kind of stuff that we're trying to do and the incentives that we're trying to reach with particular influencers. And so we use this CRM kind of system in the background that is each brand has its own spot, but then we can also share between the brands. And that's the really cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even if Megan's a mum, she might also be interested in skincare. So that's the cool thing totally. As well, right? You can kind of, as long as she appeals to a similar customer, totally. Then you can use her across the board. Yeah.
She probably does care about skincare.
What's that?
A mom, she probably does care about her skin, you know?
Yeah, totally, right? As a mom, I can confirm. So what kind of products do best? Like, if you're looking at, you know, you have clients coming to you, who's going to be like a shoo-in and who's going to be like, oh, that's a bit going to be a trickier one, and what's a no-go for you in terms of the types of products that do question. Well?
So a must, you must be on TikTok Shop if you are below $30 and you're a consumable. If you are that kind of brand, like, you will crush on TikTok Shop. Do really, really well, especially if there is some kind of element to them. Now, sorry, some kind of interesting element to them. There is a caveat there. You cannot yet do subscriptions on TikTok Shop. So remember, if you're a consumable, right? Don't let that stop you from going on TikTok Shop. I actually just had a conversation with a brand right before this that just wanted to do a bit of consulting. And they were asking me about this. Like, well, how do we justify being on there when we're a subscription brand? Like, well, number one, would you be okay selling another $3 million of product, even if it's not subscription this year, to new customers who don't know you? It's like, yes. Okay, good. Okay. So there's one thing. Number two, can you think of any creative ways to get people to come over and subscribe to your product after? And then they're like, yeah, of course we can. So like for them, what we were thinking is there's a couple different ways. And these are really interesting ways to get people to subscribe. So number one, just the classic old QR code on a page, right? Or like on a postcard, right? So you've got a QR code. Hey, come and get a massive discount on your next one when you subscribe. If you love this, you're going to want to subscribe. That's easy. We all know that one. Now, this one, most people don't know. Now, if you're some kind of consumable, right, that is not necessarily like a CPG product, but let's say that you are the kind of consumable that has hardware attached to it, okay, that you need to continually re-up, offer them the chance to get a free warranty when they come to your site. Okay. So now they come to your site for a free warranty. They have to fill out their information and they go through and place a $0 order. While they're placing that $0 order, they're going to get upsold some kind of deal on the subscription next. Can you imagine how many people would take you up on the offer? So many people. So if it's anything that needs to be replaced more often and that you want to stand behind, offer a warranty. It's like the easiest possible thing that you can do. And it costs you so little comparatively to trying to reacquire that customer. So,
Yeah. So that's the big downside really for brands of TikTok Shop is like the fact that you don't get their email address at all. Is that right?
No. So think about it just like Amazon. So interesting, actually tons of Amazon brands have reached out to me for this. And I'm realizing our capacity at the agency, like it's very difficult to keep up with the capacity of the brands coming in. So we've been a little bit more choosy and we haven't been taking Amazon only brands because it is Amazon meets social, right? It's Amazon meets D2C together. So all these Amazon brands are like, I want to get on TikTok Shops. I'm like, yeah, but you don't even have a brand. You don't know how to advertise. You have a product.
Yeah.
That's cool, but that's nothing like what you need, right? You need a brand when you're on TikTok Shop. So,
Because Amazon only brands tend to be about demand capture, right? The demand already exists. People are looking for it already. Whereas with TikTok Shop, it's like, it's more about people connecting with the brand and having not had a need before they swiped up.
Now, there is an interesting element because TikTok is becoming one of the biggest search engines in the world. So there's that element too, right? Where now you're able to SEO your listings and you're able to like try to get some of that demand capture as well. But I do think that it's much more like a Meta type product, right? Where it's like, no, actually we're just going to get in front of the people that we think are going to buy. And TikTok's algorithm is just crazy. I don't know if you know this or not, or if you're listeners to this, But that version of TikTok was banned in China, right? That algorithm was banned in China because it's that powerful. Like, I think that we don't realize, like, so as a Canadian, right, you look down at the States, and I'm sure similarly, and you're like, wow, we're okay with that infiltrating. Like, think about that, 90 minutes a day of like little tiny tweaks that they can make to this algorithm. And whether, who cares? It doesn't matter whether a foreign person owns it or an American person owns it. It doesn't really matter. Either way, you can literally just change people's mind about anything by just continually showing them more and more smaller content like that.
I read somewhere the other day that it's one of the reasons TikTok's so successful is because it doesn't have the legacy that Facebook and Instagram have of having to show us our boring friends content. We want to see our friends, but our friends are not as entertaining as creators. And because TikTok just doesn't have that constraint upon it, it can just show you the content that's most exciting and viral, and therefore it's way more addictive, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I was going to go down a rabbit trail, but I'm not going to. So continue.
Yeah, okay, we won't do it. So those cheaper consumable products are best. Like, what's a kind of no-no? Who would you say, like, don't bother?
Yeah, so I would say that it's really hard because I do think that everyone should be practicing this in principle. But as far as actually making sales on the platform, I think that as soon as you get into that luxury area, you're probably not going to do as well on TikTok Shop. Do I still think you should do it? Yes, I do. I really do, just for content's sake. The reason why is you're going to get incredible influencers because, say, you have like a $300 bag, right? Like one of the companies that we're going to be working with soon. They're like a really high-end bag company. I heard them on one of my favorite podcasts and I was like, oh, I'm so glad we're working with them as well. And for them, it's yes, let's put it out because we're going to get the most incredible influencer content that we know. Are they going to sell 7,000 bags next month? No. No, people don't make those kind of purchases necessarily. Now, will they start to make those kind of purchases? Absolutely. Amazon started with books.
Yeah.
Right? Now you can buy cars. So we're going to get there eventually. We even have like a trampoline client that we do TikTok shops for, and it's like a $3,000 trampoline. So we've gotten some amazing content. So that's cool.
That's a lot of trampoline that you've got to be giving away to the creators, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do not send them trampoline. That is one thing we do not do there. Versus the, you know, the bag companies. Like, yeah, we got to send these out. Right? We really do.
Yeah.
So, which is a great thing for an influencer as well. But I'll tell you, there is a crazy follow-up series to make sure that we get that content, right? Because that's one of those ones where it's like, I got the bag and ran because it was just a great bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so, and what about, what markets are you seeing the best performance? Like USA, Canada, UK?
Yes.
I mean, I presume it's USA, right?
So far, we're just heavy in the USA right now with all the brands that we work with. It is not live in Canada yet. We wish it was. So
right.
Canadian brands are having to find workarounds to get live in the States, which is really interesting. I won't get into that because there's a lot of stuff you have to do to get live in the States. So, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, TikTok Shop started in the UK first, I think, before the USA, or am I wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty established there.
Yeah, so the UK, great place to get going if you're in Europe. There's like Indonesia, there's the Philippines, there was India, I believe, at one point, but I believe that TikTok is now banned in India as well.
It's banned in India.
Like, just from a moral standpoint, it's not, like, I feel like even talking about this, I'm like, yes, I love this as an opportunity, but it's an opportunity that's really interesting from a morality standpoint and what we're doing to our brains. That's all I want to say is like, it's like, yeah, I get this opportunity and yet it's really scary. You know, what we're putting into our brains. And like for you saying like, yeah, I'm through my next like 10-day stint off of TikTok. Like that's crazy, right? That's like, there's actual addiction happening. Because it's not a sub, I guess we don't think it's a big deal. I don't know.
I know. Yeah, I was listening to a good podcast on the Huberman Lab with Cal Newport, and that's what kind of inspired me to go off it again. Just that behavioral addiction of picking it up over and over, that I just didn't feel it was a good use of my time. We should all, you know, be mindful of what we're doing with these things, and especially with our kids and teens. Cool. So, and for the newbies who haven't kind of dived into this at all yet, What are we talking about from a technical side? Like, what is Fulfilled by TikTok? Do you have to use Fulfilled by TikTok? What are the technical requirements here for getting set up?
Yeah, so think about Fulfilled by TikTok. It is actually not their own warehouses. They have partnered with Shipbop. So that is that's one thing to keep in mind. You do not have to use them. Similar to Fulfillment by Amazon, you do not have to use FBA. You don't even get preferential treatment right now for using Fulfilled by TikTok. They do want you to use their, you know, their centers, which is great. They're, you know, completely subsidizing things right now. So like, if you want to send product in, go for it. I wouldn't test like that at first. I would test and see like, hey, is my audience there? Are we actually doing, you know, good numbers there? I think that one of the big issues from this side, and I don't know if you have these people as your listeners, but if there's millennials listening, we don't get TikTok. If you haven't done well on TikTok up until now, and you keep using the same strategy, you're not going to do well going forward. Right. It's like, right. You just like, if you keep making the same mistake and you don't change your behavior, nothing's going to change. So really going into TikTok shop and just think about, just call it shop. Don't even call it TikTok. Be like, what is something new that I'm going to do here? I'm not going to lean on my own content that has 200 views every video. Yeah. Right. I don't know if anyone knows this, but if you're getting between 200 and 300 views a video, no one likes your content. Right? That's the very first, it's just not catchy, right? And so that's the first point in which TikTok tests an audience out is with that, you know, 200 to 300. I'm sure you've talked about this before, but like, basically, if that's all you're hitting, TikTok's like, nah, we're not opening it up to more people, sorry. And they're putting it mostly to your followers at that point. So again, don't buy followers or any of that kind of stuff, because that really hurts you in the algorithm. So just start a new channel or a new account. That's what I would do.
Right. So if you're, as a brand, you've been on TikTok and been stuck in that TikTok hole of just a few hundred views, you would suggest starting a fresh TikTok when you launch TikTok shop?
Well, you need to have 1,000 followers. So I would suggest changing your content first, that out first, and seeing if you start to get some virality from that. One of the big things on TikTok in general, and this also is true for sending traffic to TikTok shop, is that you really only can talk about one main thing with your brand, right? Like, there's one big category, and then underneath that are a few different categories, right? So like, let's say for me on the agency side on TikTok, right? If I were to talk about how agencies suck, which is like my tagline, right? So I have that, right? Here's why agencies suck. Here's all these things. And then I also decide to talk about email marketing, right, on this side, probably doesn't work in the same sort of way of, hey, I'm going to talk about a huge mistake an agency made in email. Perfect. Good. Right? It's like, it's coming off of the same category. That's all that TikTok cares about. You'll know if you go up and you go into the search bar and there's nothing there, right? If there's nothing auto-populated in the search bar, it means that TikTok doesn't know what category you're talking about or who to even serve your content to.
Right.
So that's a huge thing for if you want to go viral and then get your product shown and then people click and go to shops. So that's a really important thing.
Right. Right. Interesting. Okay, cool. I think we've talked a lot about the kind of content that works, but I mean, so you're talking the catchy viral content. Are there any kind of lessons you have learned about ways to approach the content for particularly for product brands and how to kind of guide your creators on what works?
Well, I mean, you want to either be humorous or educate or both, right? Hopefully you can do both of those things, right? So I use this document that we've created that has like, I don't know, 700 hooks or something like that. We just look and see the hooks and we're like, oh, okay, what would be good in this scenario? And make sure you've got a good hook. That's really all that matters at the beginning of your video. Your video is not going to get seen by anyone if you don't have a good hook. And so like, just start with really simple hooks. Just search like up a hook document. If you find me online, you can message me and I might be able to send it over to you. Like it's that. That is the beginning part of it. And then it's just educating and entertaining, right? You just need to be like make sure you have good video. That's another really like simple thing that people sometimes forget because they're like, well, the content on TikTok isn't that good. I'm like, no, it is good. Like the video is good. It's more like that'd be like you saying Mr. Beast content isn't good. It's not polished is what it is, right? Like it's a content. It's just not polished, but the camera's good. The audio has to be perfect, right? If you can see like I am using a beautiful microphone. Right. The reason why is because the audio matters so much. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh man, I can barely hear him. He's crackling out and stuff, it just wouldn't work in the same sort of way. So same on TikTok. So those are a couple like really simple things, but I think actually like will change everything for you if you just decide to do that. I, in my pocket, carry, and I'm just going to show the camera here, I always carry a lapel mic with me wherever I go.
Oh, wow. Yes,
because I know that audio matters that much. And so it's even got a lightning connector on the bottom. Yes, I still have an old iPhone that has lightning. And so everywhere that I go, I make sure that I have good audio if I'm going to like do a face to camera video or if I'm going to quickly interview someone or wherever it is. I keep this in my pocket. Like it goes between my pants and like just keep it with me everywhere because audio wow. that much.
Yeah, I love that. So you're creating content all the time then. Wherever you are.
I am constantly creating content. Yes. Whether it gets out or not, I'm actually hiring like a full-time person just to be my content person with me because yeah. I really do think that it's like, that is what everyone consumes all the time. And so I want to put out really yeah. good content to help e-com store owners thrive. Right. And realize like,
yeah.
like a lot of people out there are having a really hard time. And I want to see people, you know, be able to go on vacation and not be like tied down to their store and what they're doing. And it matters to me. So,
yeah. Quick final question before we wrap up. So what about ads? Like if you have creators that are doing well and, you know, you've had some viral content, do you also run TikTok ads for those, for that content? Or are you just preferring Meta for those ads? Or are you doing both?
Yeah. Really good question again. So what we prefer is actually in the outreach process, we will tell, let me tell you how this works. When you use it's called a Spark ad. So you use their particular post, right? A creator's post to run yeah. traffic to your TikTok shop from a Spark ad.
Yeah.
You are paying for the yeah. ad and their percentage, just so you know. You're still getting right. paid their percentage on that Spark ad. So you gotta really be aware of Oof. That. But we use that as a leverage point. And we let bigger influencers know, hey, we're going to run traffic behind this afterwards for you too. So just so you know, it's not just going right. to be your
so they're going to grow.
If this hits 50,000 views, we're going to run $1,000 behind this because we think that it's going to do pretty well. Or actually, sorry, I wouldn't incentivize it by yeah. views. I'd incentivize it by, hey, if you do $10,000 worth of sales, we're going to then actually put another $1,000 of ads. You get in front of more people. We get more sales. It's a win-win. So yeah. yes, so that's the yeah. first way that I recommend doing it. The second way is then taking their content, downloading it, re-uploading it with the change and then running it from your account in particular. You can also do that just straight in Ads Manager. I just like Spark Ads. It's like boosting yeah. posts. It's like, it's easy. It's simple. Yeah.
It's like, it's whitelisting effectively, isn't totally. It? So the authority it potentially could perform a lot better because the authority is coming from them, not from
yeah.
you.
No. Yeah. And I'm a huge whitelisting fan, guys. Like if you are not whitelisting in your account, you are missing out massively. If you're not whitelisting on Meta, it's just such a cheat code.
Yeah. And for our listeners who don't know what it is, if you've been under a rock, whitelisting is when you run your ads from an influencer's account or even a media company's account rather than your own brand when it's content from them. And it means that you kind of piggyback off their credibility. So it's a little bit of a psychological trick really to make the endorsement seem more powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool. Anything else you want to share with our listeners about TikTok Shop and also let us know how we can follow you and keep in touch with you and hear more about what you're
doing.
Yeah,
so like anything with anything we talk about in e-commerce, you just have to do it. Like that's just the hard truth is you've learned enough. You've listened to us for 46 minutes. You've learned enough. If you are in the States, if you're in the UK, you just need to go and do it. And that's really all that it comes down to.
Yeah.
And then you need to test and test and then test some more. And you'll do just yeah. fine. And then for me, you can follow me on Twitter or on X. Just search Jordan West, Jordan T. West Ecom, and then Jordan West everywhere else. And then listen to my podcast,
yeah.
Secrets to Scaling Your E-commerce Brand. And then if you're a brand that's like, man, this just sounds like way too much work, you can find us at Upgrowth Commerce. So that's where we are.
Yeah, I will put all of that in the show notes so people can find you really easily and keep following and getting more amazing secrets of growing their e-com brand. So that's amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for coming.
Me. This is great.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the E-commerce Impact Podcast. If I can ask you one favor, can you please make sure you subscribe? And if you can, leave us a review. It helps us have a much bigger impact with what we're trying to do here at the E-commerce Impact Podcast. Now, if you're ready to take your e-com store to the next level, then go to www.ecommerceimpactpodcast.com and click on the button to book a strategy call with me or my team. We offer a free audit of your advertising and a custom growth plan, so you really have nothing to lose by getting in touch and jumping on a call with us. See you soon, and watch out for the next episode in 2 weeks' time.